I said that we're talking about the 2010-2011 season, and note that I'm not talking specifically about the Broadway season. I meant theater more in general, especially since I'm doing this from the University of Northern Colorado here in Greeley. And I thought, well, you know, it's a big wide theater world now, more so than it was like 10 or 15, 20 years ago, thanks to touring, thanks to regional theater. Why not have someone more local, more that people can go to from around here? So why not get somebody from the Denver Center? And lo and behold, thank you, first of all, to our person, Heidi Bosk, for setting this up. We have the Director of Programming and Operations for Denver Center Attractions, Mr. John Eckeberg, with us in the neighborhood for the Tony Show. John Eckeberg, thank you so much for calling in. How you doing?
Dave, I'm doing great. It's so nice to be on the program. Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Now the first thing I want to get straight, because Heidi saw I was really confused about all this, the difference between Denver Center Attractions, which is what you deal with, and let's say the Denver Center or the Denver Center Theater Company and all of that. Can you parcel that out for us?
Of course. Yeah, both Denver Center Attractions and the Denver Center Theater Company are two entities that are both under the umbrella of the Denver Center for Performing Arts, which is a not-for-profit arts organization. And essentially, we're the two theatrical divisions under the DCPA. The Denver Center Theater Company is the regional theater. They artistic director is Kent Thompson, and they produce their own shows in a typical season of roughly 9 or 10 shows each year. Mm-hmm. And then for Denver Center Attractions, which is the division that I'm involved with, we're really the presenting organization. So the lion's share of what we do is book the touring Broadway shows into the other venues down at the Performing Complex.
Okay. And so what are some of the touring shows that you've presented this past season? And, of course, we'll say what are some of them that are coming up in 2011-2012?
Yeah, so we, unlike a lot of organizations, we actually tend to do our booking on a calendar year. So we're kind of halfway through our 2011 season now. We started out with the tour of the Pulitzer Prize-winning Next to Normal musical in the L.A. Caulkins the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And we have recently completed the tours of 9 to 5. And then just last week finished up a wonderful engagement, 4-week engagement, of Billy Elliot, the musical, which was a big Tony winner from a couple seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just this next week, we open Rock of Ages, which is the fun 80s hair metal musical, starring Constantine Maroulis of American Idol fame.
Uh-huh.
And then, oh gosh, now it's taxing my brain. Oh, the next show on our season is Hair in October. And then we finish up with West Side Story at the very end of the year for 3 weeks. And in between there, we have some additional bookings that weren't part of our subscription package, but were additional shows that people can buy tickets to, which would be Les Miserables is coming back over Labor Day weekend. And then we have Lion King coming into the Buell in November.
Now, Les Mis hasn't been on Broadway for a few years now. Is that still the tour that was from the last Broadway incarnation, or is it a different
tour? Yeah, it's actually a recently remounted tour. There was a tour that was out there for years and years and years, and it closed, gosh, probably about 2 years ago now, and was actually taken into Broadway to sort of finish up its tour, and then I guess they just realized that, there is still crazy demand for the title, so they went back in production and actually put together a whole new touring production that started last fall and is now going around the country. And we have certainly seen from ticket sales response, that it's certainly a big hit. People still want their Les Mis, for sure.
And any thoughts or previews as far as shows you think about booking for 2012, since you're on the annual calendar there?
Well, this will be a good time for me to tell you, Dave, that there will be a ton of information we will be releasing tomorrow night, actually during the Tonys. We have coordinated our 2012 season announcement with the Tony Awards. So actually, if everyone watches the Tonys tonight on CBS4 starting at 7 p.m., actually during one of the commercial breaks, we will be announcing through that telecast our season for next year.
Now, you're talking specifically about the Denver Center Attractions season as
Correct.
Opposed to the... Because the DTC season, I can tell people, if they're interested, among the shows that are coming in this, in like 2011, are The Liar, To Kill a Mockingbird, American Knight, Tom Sawyer, Christmas Carol, it's always a Christmas Carol, The Whale, Two Things We Don't Talk About at Dinner, Taming of the Shrew, Ring of Fire, that's the Johnny Cash-based musical, and a production of Heartbreak House. So for those of you who are looking for the D.C., the Denver Center Theater Company season, there it is, and do check that out. Now, John Eckerberg, you are the Director of Programming and Operations for Denver Center Attractions. What does that mean? Is that like a general manager? What is that?
Yeah, a lot of what I do is general management. Essentially, myself and Randy Weeks, who is both the president of the Denver Center and the executive director of Denver Center Attractions, he and I work together on choosing the programming for the Denver Center Attractions seasons. And then what I do from there is negotiate the literal dates in the venues, negotiate the financial contracts with the tours, and then myself and another staff member, once the tours get to town, it's our responsibility to work with the tour management to make sure that they're getting everything they need here. What's nice is the touring Joes have their own company managers, stage managers, their own sort of little set of management, and then we really facilitate their local needs when they come into a town, assist them in getting the local labor that they need, which they need local stagehands, local wardrobe, many times local musicians, and it's our job to coordinate all of those details to make sure they get what they need put on their show in our venue.
Cool. Well, I mean, I love how, you know, there's people who work to bring it all in, and then there's another person who's coordinating it, because, you know, it must be a monster thing bringing a show for just 2-3 weeks. When, you know, of course, a Broadway show hopes to be there for weeks and weeks and get itself together and have previews, you know, all these other things, they come in, they've got to be ready to go in just a day or two, and bam, and then they're on. So.
Oh, yeah, there's not much room for error. And then the other part of that process that I know is really challenging for the booking agents out of New York is, you know, the producers will put together their show, and then they hire a booking agent whose job it is to call all the theater operators around the country and book the dates so that the show can tour around. And, of course, that can be a challenge in, the great U.S. of A. just due to geography. And one of the interesting things about Denver is that we really, we're a major theatrical market for the touring business, but we sort of sit very isolated geographically in the rest of the United States. And, of course, part of the booking agent's job is to be able to make, if they're closing in one city with a performance on a Sunday night and then driving to the next city to load in to get the next show up by Tuesday night, obviously there's just the logistics of mileage taken into account to make sure that can happen. So that's always one of the challenges in our business that the booking agents deal with, is making sure they can get these shows from, obviously a Rock of Ages playing in Boston is not going to then the next week be in Denver. Yeah. You know, they tend to do the Northeast and all that sort of thing. But then it depends on what local markets, when they have availability in their theater, and it's all a sort of a big interesting puzzle in terms of getting that all settled the way it needs to be.
Now, we have just time for one more question for John Eckerberg of Denver Center Attractions. I assume as part of what you do have to go around the country and see other stuff. Have you been to New York for this past season? And if so, what shows did you see?
Yeah, I have been to New York a few times over this last season, and I'm very pleased that I was able to successfully see all of the musicals as part of this current season, which, due to what Denver Center Attractions books, you know, the majority of what we book are musicals. And again, the theater company focuses on the plays for the most part. That's not always true. We will certainly bring in touring plays occasionally, but my first focus is musicals, and so I was pleased to be able to see all the musicals released in this last year, including the Scottsboro Boys, which was the last Candor and Ebb musical, and it got so much wonderful attention both critically and by audience, but unfortunately that didn't translate into large ticket sales, so their run is really limited this last fall. So I was very pleased to get to see that, and was just out in New York, I guess it was in mid-May, for 6 days, and was able to take in 8 shows over that period of time. It was a mini theater marathon, yeah. Which is humorous. So when I first did that, I thought that after seeing that much back-to-back theater, I might get burnt out. But what I found instead is I think it's sort of like a runner's high, where as you go and keep going, it actually gets more exciting from show to show to show.
Oh, I totally agree. I've been doing that for ages. Now that I'm living in Colorado and I get to go to New York 2 or 3 times a year, I'm blanking as many shows within 5 or 6 days as I can. And, if there's a morning, if there's a matinee, I'm there. You know, I'm going as much as possible. So,
absolutely.
So last question for John Eckerberg. Denver Center, well, I guess the theater company, won a Tony several years back. Did that make a difference? It was back in 1990. Oh, you started with Denver Center in 92. But did winning the Tony make a difference for Denver Center?
Well, it was, absolutely. Winning the Tony Award is of course, a wonderful, wonderful honor. And the theater company did win the Tony for Best Regional Theater back in 1998. And, it was very well-deserved, wonderful honor, and something that I know the entire DCPA has great memories from. In terms of sort of nuts and bolts effect of it, I don't personally have any information, sort of in terms of numbers or ticket sales. But it was certainly a wonderful and well-deserved reward that we're very proud to be a part of, for sure.
Well, we've been very proud to have you, John Eckerberg, as a part of our Total Theater Tony special here on this June 11th, the day before the Tonys. I want to thank you so much for taking the time and sharing what you do over in over at Denver Center Attractions. So if people want to find out, what is the website for them to find specifically about the shows that you're in?
We are at denvercenter.org. You can find out all the information about both Denver Center Attractions and the Denver Center Theater Company. And again, Dave, thanks for your time, and I want to put one more plug in to everyone to certainly watch the Tonys tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. Okay. And hopefully check out our DCA 2012 season announcement.
Thank you so much, John Eckerberg.